As a private hospital treats patients, a public research center is creating new medical methods all under one roof. This building was specifically designed to share information and bring changes in treating neurological and heart problems. Our tour started in the emergency room of Gates Vascular Institute, a 64-bed, ultra-modern, state-of-the-art facility. It's touted as the leading place to go if you suffer from a stroke or heart attack in this region. Dr. Nick Hopkins serves as the hospital's chief of service and neurosurgery. He was one of the first in the country to start using catheters to fix medical problems in the brain. He is the former chairman of UB's neurosurgery department. Hopkins proudly led the tour of the center, describing the look of the ER as an Apple store with new technology for treating medical emergencies.
So if it's a heart attack, you'll immediately have an EKG. It may have already been done in the ambulance. And you'll go straight upstairs to a cath lab, which is what we refer as our operating rooms for minimally invasive procedures in this world. We call them cath labs. Our door to balloon time here, that means from the time you hit that door to the time there's a balloon in an artery to open the artery up for your heart attack, is under 60 minutes, which is nationwide is pretty spectacular.
In the Buffalo region, where the rate of heart attacks and strokes is 25% higher than the national average, this new high-tech ER can save more lives. It's a center created to allow for quick diagnosis and treatments.
The reason it's so fast is, one, the building, but two, all of our cardiologists have come together and created a really efficient team so that, you know, when somebody comes in with a heart attack, it's just these guys triage the patient and immediately the patient's headed up to the cath lab.
And for some patients, they never get off the cart. They're sent immediately to the next floor for a medical procedure.
More importantly, it's the people. It's the people that have come together and created a really efficient team that is focused on speed. Because, you know, every minute that you are delayed, heart muscle is dying.
In just 1 year, treatments have evolved at the center. Dr. Hopkins noted that earlier this year, a patient with chest pains had two blocked iliac arteries that connect to the heart. That prevented the cardiologist from treating the heart directly. Normally, the patient would have been sent home and waited to schedule surgery. The delay could have taken a month. Instead, with an in-house vascular surgeon on site, the patient was immediately treated and sent home the next day.
Think about that in terms of the future of healthcare. I mean, why should we be all spread out when we're fixing the same basic organ system? And that's the essence of this building.
For stroke emergencies, there is an extra step to determine what kind of stroke it is. And again, this is all conducted at one center.
So we need to know that it's not a hemorrhage, and we need to know where the blockage is in the artery in your brain so that we can decide where to go, and then we need to know whether the brain's viable. If the brain is completely non-viable by the time you get here, then there's no sense in putting you through some extensive procedure. So you go into one of these two, both beyond the state-of-the-art scanners, and it takes us about 5 minutes to do the acquisition, and then in another 5 minutes we can have all the data we need to determine that there's no hemorrhage, to determine approximately where the blockage is, and to determine whether the brain's viable.
The entire facility stretches over 21,000 square feet, housing the Toshiba Stroke and Vascular Research Centers. Dr. Hopkins circled our tour back to an outpatient area for elective heart and head surgery to prevent a heart attack and stroke. More than 25,000 patients from across the world are treated each year at the Jacobs Neurological Institute. Hopkins described the outpatient center like a hotel, with some neon lighting surrounding the nursing station and high-tech hospital rooms dedicated to outpatients.
And if you come in for an elective outpatient procedure, like you had a little chest pain, or like somebody has a bit of a headache and they come in to see us in the office and we find they have an aneurysm, and we want to fix that aneurysm, and we do it electively. We schedule them and then we bring them in. They come here and they'll come in.
There are 16 cath labs located on one floor. Gates Vascular is connected to Buffalo General Medical Center. The University of Buffalo oversees research on innovation.
Hey guys.
As one of the largest neurovascular centers in the world, Dr. Hopkins makes the claim that there's no other place that operates with all the disciplines together on one floor on this planet.
So you're the leader in this innovation.
Well, that's the exciting part and the scary part, isn't it? Nobody's ever done it, so we've got to make it work. And it's different. But so far, I would say the synergies have been truly amazing.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.